gorilla destroys Rotterdam, 19th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Rotterdam, Sodom and Gomorrah. An 18,000 kilogram or 40,000 pound gorilla has escaped from its enclosure and run amok at Rotterdam Zoo in the Netherlands. Witnesses reported seeing the gorilla, a dominant male, climb the enclosure's wall and apparently pick up a beautiful woman, as well as to lay waste to two-thirds of the historic Dutch shipping center. The city was evacuated as the gorilla destroyed much of its historic streets in reaction to being refused service at a strip club. The 11-year-old gorilla, called Diddy Kong, managed to climb a high wall to escape from his enclosure. Zoo director Ton Dierschneiden told reporters, quote, he got over the moat, which in itself is remarkable because of the savage Negroes of Skull Island told us their barbarous gorillas can't swim, unquote. Visitors then described scenes of panic as families ran screaming from the animal and entire blocks of the city suddenly erupted into flames. The beast was only stopped when the Dutch Air Force shot the beast off the Millennium Tower, the tallest building in the city. The beast perished, and the voluptuous vixen he had taken hostage immediately after began to make out with me. No, not really me. Sorry, honey, that was a misprint. That wasn't me. I didn't actually. Anyway, Reverend Pat Robertson reported, quote, this device shows the amount of decadence present in the repulsive Eurotrash culture. God is showing his wrath towards the left-of-center politics of their vile, ungodly beliefs in democratic values and civil liberties. Ew. It is his to smite the infidels of New Gomorrah, unquote. Cool. The Diergaarde Vliegkerde Zoo was packed with visitors on holiday season, later reopened. Many people married, civilly unionized, cohabitating, and single in the Netherlands were taking advantage of the national holiday to make a long weekend and smoke lots of their legal reefer. Cool. That was my authentic Dutch accent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.